Today and the next couple of Sundays, we're looking at who we are and what we do. It can be summed up in three statements. We exalt Jesus as Lord, equip believers for service, and extend God's love to everyone. In fact, they're going to put that on the screen, and I'm going to ask you to read that with me this morning, will you? There we go. Okay, read it with me, will you? Exalt Jesus as Lord, equip believers for service, extend God's love for everyone. Now today and for the next few Sundays, we're going to be sharing with you some videos of people that have been impacted by our church or that lead and influence our church. In the Assemblies of God, which is who we're a part of, we have what is called sections, and we're in what's called the Waco section. There are 22 or so churches in our section, and then there's a district. We're in the North Texas district, and there are over 600 churches in our district. We have a district superintendent. He's a friend of Regina and myself, and I want you to hear from him today, Dr. Galen Klontz. Turn your attention to the screen, will you?
Well, I first of all want to wish every one of you a happy new year as we begin 2021. Good morning, Bethel Church in Temple, Texas. Pastor Elwin and Regina Johnston, dear friends, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of the church as today we celebrate the opening of your new worship facilities. Everybody's been anticipating this. So much work and effort, and especially during a year with COVID, and yet you've done it. You have succeeded, and I believe that God's blessing that you're feeling right now is going to increase. Pastor Johnston, you and Regina have put so much time and effort in your leadership. You've led with such excellence, and your team, everyone that's contributed to this. I just want you to know that we in the North Texas District are so proud of you, and we join with you on this wonderful, wonderful day. Can I just say one final word to you? We know we're coming out of one of the most unusual years we've ever had, full of many challenges, but I want to tell you that I believe our greatest opportunity is just ahead. Bethel Church, as you not only enjoy the wonderful facilities around you, I believe God is giving us an open heaven in a world that's been in such darkness and crisis. We have an opportunity now to proclaim the message that everyone needs to hear. We are God's ambassadors, and I am so grateful to the ministry through the years that has made your church there in Temple such a powerful tool to reach a community, but your greatest days are yet to come. We celebrate with you. We declare today the blessing of God, the favor of God, and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and the greatest increase in the number of people you're going to reach and touch and minister to through the power of the Holy Spirit. God bless you, and we expect great things through Bethel Church there in Temple. God bless you.
Amen. Can you say amen this morning? Hallelujah. Stand with me. Take your Bibles, your phones, whatever. Find Genesis 28. Let me set up the story. Genesis 28, we got a guy by the name of Jacob. Jacob is not a good guy. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. He's a cheater. This guy is bad news. He has defrauded his brother in chapter 27 out of his birthright. It was a plan that was concocted by his mom because Jacob was the favorite son. And so Jacob has done this, and now he's having to leave home. Some of you, when you left home, it wasn't a good situation. You got the left foot of fellowship out of the home. You were no longer wanted there. Well, in Jacob's case, he was no longer able to stay there for safety reasons. So in chapter 28, he has left Beersheba. He's going to a place called Haran or Haran. He's now on a couple of days' journey. And in chapter 28, verses 12 and 13, we pick it up. It's nighttime, and he's having a dream. He had a dream, and behold, a ladder was set on the earth with its top reaching to heaven. Behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the land on which you live or lie, I will give it to you and to your descendants. And then our verse of the week, ask you to read it aloud with me. Let's read together, will you? I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land. You may be seated. If we are to exalt Jesus as Lord, In your notes, we must place God first. I'm not going to spend too long here because that seems so foundational and so elementary. But in a society in which we live that has many gods with a little g, there are many who say there are many ways to heaven. But this church, and we believe there is one way. His name is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, you may say that's narrow-minded. It's not narrow-minded. It's biblical. Listen and look. Verse 13. At the top of the ladder stood God. God has to be at the top of your life. It's a foundation. He has to be at the top of this church. He has to be the top of everything that we do. James chapter 4, verse 8. He writes, he says, draw near to God, and God will draw near to you. You know, there is something about the presence of God that is attractive. People want the presence of God. It makes you feel good. It gives you hope. It gives you peace. There is something about the presence of God that is imperative. That's why we're having the week of prayer and fasting I talked to you about just a few moments ago. It's a time where we set apart that week. We're asking you to fast a meal, a day, whatever the Lord would lead you to fast, and to pray with us that as we dedicate this facility on the 24th of this month, that this place will live up to its name, which the name Bethel means house of God. John Wesley said, I value all things only by the price they shall gain in eternity. One of the ways of putting God first is by serving. Everybody say serving. In the foyer, right on the other side of this wall, you'll find a number of tables, and they have some serve sheets. On the screen here, they're going to put different areas. If you want information on any of those areas, just stop at these tables and just sign up. You're not signing your life away. You're not committing yourself forever. You're just saying, I want somebody to contact me to give me more information about one of these areas in which I can serve in. Number two in your notes, if we're to exalt Jesus as Lord, we need to regain our sense of awe. Everybody say awe. Jacob happened upon a particular place and he spent the night there. Some of you are in night today. You don't know why you're there. And you don't know how to get out of where you are. Jacob did not know where he was, but he knew it was night. So he took a rock, he made a pillow out of it, and he went to sleep. And when he went to sleep, God began to speak to him. You know, as children, there's one thing about children. Children are fascinated. They're fascinated by sounds. They're fascinated by lights. Many of us as kids, if you can remember back, we loved fireworks at the beginning of the year or July, and especially if you bought them from our youth. We loved fireworks. But as we get older, we lose that sense of awe. Don't raise your hand. We go to bed before midnight because we really don't care if we go from one year to the next year. We know it's still going to just be another year. The birthdays come and go, and the only way to blow out the candles is now to get a fire extinguisher. We don't have that awe that we once had. I want to refresh some of your memories to your marriage day. You're standing here at the altar and the doors open, and for the first time you see your bride coming in white. And all of a sudden, all over you, you go, but there's something about serving God that sometimes he's become old hat, commonplace. This book we call the Holy Bible begins to be another book instead of a book of life. We read it for information rather than transformation. Jacob had to stop for God to speak to him. And some of you who are in night need to stop and let God speak to you. See, God spoke to Jacob on the journey, and God will speak to you on your journey, but you're going to need to stop long enough to listen. Now, I realize I'm the only male here that does this. I realize all of you husbands, you never have this problem. But there are some times Regina's trying to communicate to me, and I'm not listening. Now, I realize I'm the only one, but Regina is looking at me, and she can tell I'm not listening. You say, well, how can she tell? Well, I'm on my phone. I'm looking at the football game, or I do like this, or whatever. She knows. Hey, I want your attention. In just a few moments, we've had praise, and the worship team is going to come back for some worship time. But this morning, would you just let God say, hey, just grab your face, say, hey, look at me, look in the eyes. I want to talk to you, and I want you to know how much I love you and the plans I have for you. They are good plans to give you a future and a hope. And when we begin to worship, don't be looking around and seeing all the stuff. This is beautiful. Look around right now. Look around right now. Okay, that's it. No more. And just let God say, would you just be encapsulated with me? Will you regain that sense of awe? See, when we regain that sense of awe, heaven meets earth and changes us. Jacob awoken. He woke up. Jacob awakened from it. Somebody told me before, sir, I'm not supposed to say stuff like this, but if you're our guest, this is how we normally do it, okay? Somebody told me before the first service, said, now don't you mess up. Don't you slide. Don't you. I said, well, I will. I'm going to do it. So I just did it. So whoever told me that, you brought that curse on me. God deal with you, convict you, save you. No. So Jacob wakes up from his dream. Jacob wakes up from his dream, and this is what he says. He says, the Lord is in this place. And I didn't even know it. I didn't know it. I didn't recognize it. The Lord is in this place. May you recognize it. See, Jacob did not recognize the voice of God. He did not recognize, the place of God. He didn't recognize what was going on. There will be people in 2021 and in 2025 and in 2050 that will come to this building, and they won't recognize the voice of God. How many of you heard the music when you got out of your car from the speakers outside? Wasn't that neat? I love that. I love blasting the music. You get out of your car, you've gotten to church this morning, and you were fussing on the way, you were fighting, things weren't going well, you were tense, you step out of the car, and you hear the worship music, and something changes. You walk in those doors, and some greeter, the first person, smiles at you. It's the first smile you've seen all day. Because at your house, y'all were so mad you were spitting nails. You got a burnt sacrifice for breakfast this morning. The bed was lumpy. The water wasn't working right. And things weren't going well. But you walk in and somebody says, oh, we're so glad to have you. And inside you're going, you don't really care. But they do. Because they want to welcome you into the presence. They want to welcome you into the presence of God. Because when you get in the presence of God, anything can happen. So welcome into his presence. God initiated the meeting with Jacob. He was at the top of the ladder. Jacob was at the bottom. As God initiates his meeting with us today, as we exalt him, would you remember what he's done for you? Would you remember how much he loves you? Would you remember what he's done for this church? I think it's important for us as a church to look back and to be thankful for who has gone before us. Our theme for this month is the time is now. And on dedication day, the actual theme for that day is it's our time. But for a moment, will you look back in history with me? I was reading the history of this church, and many of you don't know it. You've never read the history. But in 1945, this church was started. So we're celebrating. We just celebrated this past fall 75 years of ministry. Can somebody say praise the Lord? Yeah. So I was reading the history this past week that was written by a lady by the name of Aline Pemberton. Unfortunately, most of you don't even know who she was. She passed away in 2008. Aline was one of the founding members of the church, and she wrote the history of it. I want to read part of that history to you. It's going to be on the screen. She says, "Those in attendance of this first meeting were earnest Christians with an unquenchable thirst and insatiable hunger. They wanted a deeper walk with the Lord and freedom from the traditions of men. They desired to worship in spirit and in truth as God's holy word deserves." See, when you worship like that, there's that sense of awe. Give you just a little bit more of the history. In 1952, Bethel, we started in 45. In 52, we built our first church on North 15th Street. It's still there. Here's a picture of what it looked like back in the days. How many of you ever attended there? Would you slip your hand up? Let's see the four of you, will you? I'm sorry, there were five of you. Thank you. See, most of us have never walked inside that. We never have known. But in 1952, they built this church, and they built it for $10,000. They had $2,500 to pay toward it, and there was somebody in the church that loaned them the other $7,500. For those of you that are wondering, we did not build this for $10,000. The chair you're sitting on and the concrete underneath you is $10,000, okay? But those people that were at North 15th Street were so thrilled with that and excited with that facility. In 1987, they moved out here to what was our current facility, our sanctuary and office area. And then years to come, in the 90s, we built the educational. In 2005, we built the youth building. And then now in 2020, 2018, 2019, 2021, 2022, we built this facility. Thank you for laughing. Yeah, you have to. May this be a place that when people walk in, they say, "Surely the Lord is in this place." One of the things Regina and I prayed about regarding our boys, we have two boys, two men now, that as they grew up in the church, that they would grow up loving God and loving the church. We wanted it to be a fun place. Now I understand. I'm talking to adults right now. I'm talking to grandparents. I'm talking to adults my age, etc. Don't make this church a no church. And what do I mean by that? No, don't do that. No, don't do it. No, 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 no. For every no, be sure you give at least a yes. Seth, did our mic just turn off? They did. Well, they must not have heard it. I said, for every no, be sure you give a yes. Seth, the mic must be dying because they're not hearing. I said, for every no, be sure you give a yes. Yes. We want kids to have a fun place to come to church. You say, well, they're going to mess it up. The Bible says in Solomon, in the Old Testament, he said, if you want a clean barn, then don't have animals. The barn was built for animals. The church was built for kids. They're going to mess it up. May this church be messed up. We can fix it, but you can't fix the kid as easy as you can fix a wall. We'll fix the walls. We'll change the chairs. We'll repad. Now, don't let them just run wild. But let them be kids. Let them have fun. By the way, don't step on the furniture. But you can kneel on the altar. See, that was the yes, the no and the yes. Let me move on. Number three in your notes. If we're going to exalt Jesus as Lord, we're going to have to adjust our perspective. See, Jacob was at the bottom, God was at the top. Look at what Genesis 28:13. The first words that God spoke to Jacob was, I am the Lord. I have good news for you this morning. He is Lord. He's Lord over our sins. He's Lord over our sickness. He's Lord over our sorrows. He's Lord over our problems. He's Lord over politics. He's Lord over your pain. He's Lord over difficulties. He is Lord. Let him be Lord of this house. Can you say amen? See, worship is an exchange. God gives to us and we give back to him. God does not need your worship. He does not have an ego problem. You need his worship. You need to worship him because you need to recognize, oh, you are so big. You are bigger than my problems. You are bigger than my difficulties. You are bigger than what I am going through. You are Lord. And then while Jacob slept, God gave him two promises, the promise of his presence. Verse 15, he said, I am with you. The promise of protection, I will protect you. May we live those promises, give those promises. Jacob named that place Bethel. Everybody say Bethel. But previously it had been named Luz. Luz means to turn aside or to separate. Bethel means house of God. May this church, may it be a place that doesn't turn anyone away. We don't separate anyone. It's not an ethnic situation. It's not a racial situation. It's not a social situation. It's not a financial situation. Whosoever is welcome to come, and we will love them just as they are. The promise of presence and the promise of protection. And so as we encounter God, Bethel will be, verse 11, a place of rest. Verse 12, it'll be a house of dreams. May you come and dream. Come dream with us. So Jacob wakes up, verse 17. He says, how awesome is this place? I've heard different people talk about, oh, this is pretty and all. And it is. It's beautiful. But you know what? This is just metal and sheetrock and it's stuff that's going to pass away. But Miss Kayla Dixon, it is so good to see you. I picked on your mom for years, so I will just have the joy for this one Sunday to indulge myself in picking on you. In all seriousness, Kayla, I know I'm not supposed to ask a girl her age, but you are so young, it doesn't matter. How old are you?
30.
You're 30. You were raised in that church. That was a church you knew. May there be some more Kaylas and Dustins and Matthews that are raised in this church that in 30 years they sit here and they enjoy the presence of God and they say, you know what? It was pretty awesome. Jacob said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God and the gate of heaven. We're a gate. We're not the only gate. We got some great churches in this community, but we're a gate to heaven. May this be a place where people come through that gate to get to heaven. Would you bow your heads in word of prayer? You're here today and you say, Pastor, I don't have a personal relationship with Christ. Pastor, there are things in my life I know that are not right. I'm doing my own thing, living my own way, but this morning I want to make things right. I want to ask his forgiveness. I want to surrender and make Jesus Lord of my life. I want to regain that sense of awe. I want to put God at the top of the ladder. I want to make him first in my life. Well, in just a few moments, I'm going to lead this congregation in a corporate prayer. We're going to ask God to forgive us. We're going to acknowledge our sins, and then we're going to confess him as Lord. And if you desire that relationship, as I pray this prayer, the congregation prays after me, you just join this congregation in praying this prayer. Now, we're glad to have you. Please don't misunderstand me, but this is not about membership. It's not about church attendance. It is only about relationship. If you desire that relationship, as I lead us in prayer, the congregation prays after us, would you join us as we pray? Let's pray. Father God, I open myself to you. I confess my sins. I ask your forgiveness. I thank you for forgiving me. And I gladly confess Jesus Christ is my Lord. And with heads bowed, respecting the privacy of others, you say, Pastor, when I walked in this place less than an hour ago, my relationship was not right with God. But there's something inside of me, Pastor, that's been yearning for more than what I've had. And as you spoke and as the Holy Spirit spoke to me, you may not even realize that was the Holy Spirit. He was speaking. He was drawing you. He was calling you. You say, this morning, I prayed that prayer and I want you to know it. And I made Jesus Lord of my life. I surrendered myself to Him. I'm not perfect, but I'm a follower of Christ. With heads bowed as people are praying, you say, that's me. Would you just slip your hand up, allow me to recognize it, you put it right back down. This first Sunday in this new building, you say, today I'm making a new start. Maybe I did in the past, but I've gotten away. But today I'm making a declaration. Would you slip your hand up, allow me to recognize it, you put it right back down. Thank you, sir. God bless you. Come on, there are some others. God's talking to some of you. Who else? You say, that's me. My relationship. Going to wait just a few more moments as God talks to some of you and you respond to Him. This is between you and Him. Who else? You say, this morning I want you to know I made that decision to follow Jesus. I still believe God's talking to somebody. I'll wait just a few more moments. Pastor, I've tried this before and I've fallen, I've failed. Who else? Would you look right this way this morning when the service is over, right in this area right here? There's a guest center. There'll be somebody there that will answer your questions, give you a Bible, help you in your daily walk. Our Bible classes begin back the first Sunday of February. First Sunday of February. Get involved. Get involved in a small group. In just a few moments, the worship team is going to lead us in a song. We sing it around here. It's called Here Again. They're writing the song, and out of the song, they were writing it because of difficulties and circumstances, etc. But they couldn't finish the song. A guy by the name of Chris Brown, one of the writers, he said there came to a place that they were reflecting on Genesis 28, where Jacob had the dream. And God began to speak to him, and he finished the song. Lord, this is your place. This is your presence. Meet me here again. We worship with them this morning. And while we worship, if you have not received your elements, there's a table right back here, right in the middle, and right over here. Just go, pick it up, and hold it. We'll receive them together in just a few moments. Would you worship with them this morning?